not a dime. Well, the war is over, and I'm broke and I ain't got a dime. Well, all my money's gone. No more. People, when I had plenty of money, I had friends all around my door. Yes, when I had plenty of money, all around my door. Well, now all my money's gone, and my friend don't know me no more. California, hate to leave you this way. Well, goodbye, California, hate to leave you this way. Well, the Greyhound brought me here, Highway 51 gonna carry me away.
John Lee Hooker with a number called The War Is Over. Hooker bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon. Up next, here's a tune that Hooker recorded. I think it was in 1951. I know Yank Rachel recorded it in 1941. That may have been the first version of this tune. It's done here, though, by Little Joe McLaren from his brand new disc, Facebook Blues. Here's Little Joe McLaren with his cover of Hobo Blues.
Miss Alice Bryant, I'm gonna ride Mr. Jones. don't you know you got to give me some money sometime?
Sometime? You didn't have none when I come here.
Yes, but I have some when you leave here, though.
You guess so? Remember this, will you please?
What?
Don't want no woman. Have to give my mind in two. Don't want no woman. Have to give my mind in two.
Yes, I'm going to get me some good man. Or take me on away from you.
I tried hard, baby. Did it very best I could. I tried to be baby. Did it very best I could.
Yes, but you don't treat me but a papa like you should.
I'm going to the mountain. Hold up my right hand. I'm going to the mountain, hold up my right hand.
Guess I'm going somewhere and try to find me another man.
The way, baby, you intend to do. That way, baby, you intend to do.
Well, I done did everything to try to get along with you.
Recorded in Memphis, Tennessee back in 1930. That was Memphis Minnie and her husband du jour, Joe McCoy. Memphis Minnie had been married to Pete Weldon before this. She was eventually going to marry Ernest Lawlers, and they would have a long and a very solid relationship together. But this pair helped really launch Memphis Minnie's career, and it wasn't long after this that Joe McCoy's fortunes, I guess, well, historically anyway, were eclipsed by his ex-wife. Memphis Minnie, originally from Louisiana, raised in Memphis, and a really, really fine guitar player in her own time. She was preceded by Little Joe McLaren. We heard him from the new disc Facebook Blues, doing a number called Hobo Blues, and I was in error. That was not the one that Yank Rachel recorded, the one that John Lee Hooker recorded, apparently a composition of McLaren's or maybe one of his friends. We're going to stick with the era that we just sampled with Memphis Minnie and Joe McCoy. We're going to go back to 1934 and listen to one of the hottest and most urbane blues duets ever to record, at least back then in the late 20s to mid-30s. Talking about Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar from 1934. Carr and Blackwell with Mean Mistreat Her Mama.
Hear me mistreating mama, Some gamble never bite. in my kitchen and is framing up in my backyard.
From 1929, recorded in Chicago. I believe that was in Chicago. We did sessions in Chicago and Richmond that year. That was Blind Lemon Jefferson, originally from Couchman, Texas. Blind Lemon Jefferson with Mosquito Moan. Jefferson was one of the most influential of the rural blues artists to record during the 1920s. He did not survive that decade, though. He died in December of 29 at the age of 32. Before we heard Blind Lemon Jefferson, we heard Leroy Carr, who died, well, it was 1935, of alcoholism at the age of 30. But what a really prolific recording artist and a composer. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell did a number called Mean Mistreater Mama, recorded back in 1934. Blind Lemon Jefferson influenced a whole lot of blues artists of his generation and the subsequent generation. And we're going to listen to one of those, somebody that met Blind Lemon as a boy at a picnic. Lemon was grown. We're talking about Lightning Hopkins, who was a boy back then. Here is Lightning from a recording done back in 1959, Lightning Hopkins with Going Back to Florida. Lightning, here we go. Let me see. Here's Lightning.
Going back in Florida, where you got to plow, you got to hoe. Going back in Florida, where you got to plow, you got to hoe. You gotta do one of the two, 'cause you know somebody's gotta go. I ain't gonna pick no cotton, I ain't gonna pull no comb. If the mule gonna run away with what I'm on, tell him to go head on, because I ain't gonna pick no cotton. God knows I ain't gonna pull no comb. If I catch a mule run away with the wood, poor Lightning, he gonna tell him to go head on. My baby got sleepy, she began to gap. She said, get up, Sam. You sitting in my lap? I said, no. No, no, baby, no. Yes, if a mule gonna run away the wood, I wouldn't even tell that mule whoa. I don't be joking. Getting 40 cents a hundred, picking for me and my wife too. When I learned my lesson, you don't know what I had to do, and I couldn't do nothing. Whoa, man, keep that sack on his scales. You know the man was paying my checks every time I went up. Oh yes, he keeping check of the bills. Thank you.
dove. Weeping willow and the morning dove. I got a gal up country, Lord, you know I sure do love. If you see my baby, tell her to hurry home. See my baby, tell her to hurry home. You know I ain't had no lovin' since that gal been gone. If there ain't no lovin', ain't no getting along. Ain't no loving, ain't no getting along. My gal treats me so bad, I don't know right from wrong. Well, I lay down last night, tried to take my rest. Lay down last night, tried to take my rest. You know my mind started rambling like the wild geese in the west. My baby, tell her to hurry home. See my baby, tell her to hurry home. You know I ain't had no lovin' since my gal been gone.
Rochelle from his new disc, A Talking Guitar. Rochelle with a rendition of an old Blind Boy Fuller tune called Weeping Willow Blues. Rochelle was preceded by Lightning Hopkins. We heard Lightning from 1959, January that year, recorded by folklorist Sam Charters. Charters had been on an odyssey seeking Lightning in Houston's Third Ward at the time, and he finally found him, and Charters had to provide the guitar because Lightning's guitar was in a hock shop, and he also had to provide a bottle of gin. He had one microphone and recorded some really, really good tracks from Lightning, again in Lightning's room. We heard Lightning doing Going Back to Florida. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we're going to turn to the concert calendar now here on KRVS. A lot happening this weekend. Tonight, the Pine Leaf Boys, as well as Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars, will be playing at Blue Moon Saloon. Also this evening, Gino Delafosse at Atchafalaya Club, Destination Sanity at Backstage Bar and Grill, Walter Jr. at E. Monelli, Scott Allen Stagg plays Bisbanos, the Joe Crown Trio will be at Artmosphere, Zigzag Wanderers are the Wild Salmon, Ronnie Weiss and the Blue Knights play Dewey's in Youngsville, Jan Millett and Catherine Kirkpatrick play the Oasis Sports Bar this evening, Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's, and also this evening, a little band of gold will be playing for the second night at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in downtown Lafayette, that for a Swamp Pop Christmas concert. Again, little band of gold. Also this evening, there are, of course, a lot of Christmas-related events going on, and this evening in the Oil Center in Lafayette, there'll be the Festival of Light featuring a lot of choirs, bands, the lighting of the Santa sleigh over the walkway over LGMC. see. There'll be a food court, fairs for children, all sorts of things going on from 5 to 10 p.m. Again, Festival of Light in Lafayette's Oil Center. Tomorrow morning, Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will be playing for a Zydeco breakfast at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, the Rebel Rousers, the Conrads, and Unnaturals will be at Artmosphere. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues at Agave Mexican Grill. The Specklers, as well as Mike Dean, play Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. There's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville tomorrow afternoon. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tomorrow evening. White Light Cemetery, Old Number 7, and Cheetah Pipe will be at Wild Salmon. And the Noel Acadien au Village is continuing at Acadian Village. That goes on through December 23rd, I believe it is, the lights at Acadian Village. Also this evening, Mac Manuel and the, tomorrow night, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers play Liberty Theater in Eunice. Jacob Landry Trio plays Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Pine Leaf Boys will be at La Poussière in Bro Bridge. Little Buck Senegal plays Grant Street Dance Hall tomorrow evening. And Jim Voorhees and the All-Nighters will be at Clementine in New Iberia. Sunday, Major Handy plays for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. The Nouveau String Band plays for a brunch at Cochon's. Also, Zydeco Ray will be at Randall Sunday. Dustin Gaspar at Artmosphere. The Jimmy Bro Band will be at Palm Bros in Bro Bridge, and also as part of the dimanche that takes place every Sunday from 1 to 4 at Vermilionville. Jan and Jane Vadreen will be performing. Also, forgot to mention the Carbon Trio, fine jazz trio, will be performing tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Joseph Butts and a couple of other really fine musicians will be playing for that event. Again, the Carbon Trio at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette tomorrow evening. And on Monday, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts. Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. Also, Songwriters Night at Oasis Sports Bar and Jazz Night at Bizbano's. Next Thursday, there is a performance by Sonny Landreth at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Louisiana Christmas with Sonny Landreth is the way it's billed. If you'd like information on that performance, go to acadianasymphony.org and check it out. We're going to turn to Sonny next. Listen to a track from his latest release, Elemental Journey. Here's Sonny Landreth on guitar with an instrumental called Forgotten Story. From December of 1966, that was Nina Simone on piano and vocals. Lyrics there, I guess, a little bit dated in some regards. Anyway, a nice performance, though. Nina Simone was preceded by Sonny Landreth. We heard Sonny from his latest disc, Elemental Journey, some great, great instrumentals. He did a number entitled Forgotten Story. And again, Sonny will be performing next Thursday night for Christmas with Sonny Landreth at the Hyman Performing Arts Center in Lafayette. That's sponsored by the Acadiana Symphony. So if you, again, you want to check that out, acadianasymphony.org is a place to go for more information. Next here on the Blues Box, music from the late Coco Taylor. We're going to go back to a few decades, back to her album Queen of the Blues. Here's a Willie Dixon composition that Coco's done a great job on.
Hell, I love the devil and I love him well. Little devil's running. chick lover song. They call me Flaming Mamie, 'cause I'm the hottest gal in town. And when it comes to loving, I'm a human oven and I know how to mourn down.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Support for KRVS comes from Restore, located at 215 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Open to the public for shopping new and gently used furniture, appliances, and building materials, with all sales and donations directly benefiting Lafayette Habitat for Humanity. For information on donating items or scheduling a pickup, the number is 371-6030. Online at restorelafayette.org.
You better get your shots on me, baby. Take out your shots on me. You ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die. Darling, I will love you long as I got breath. Sweetheart, that would worry me to death. You better get your insurance on me, baby. Take out insurance on me. You ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die. Don't get no sick, an accident. I'm here. You got any sense? You take yourself a hint. Get a full life on me. You don't know me, baby, like I know myself. I couldn't live if you should give all your love to someone else. You better get your insurance on me, baby. You ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die. Oh, baby, you better get some insurance on me. You don't know what might happen. You don't know. I said you just don't know. You don't know. I said you just don't know.
Omar and the Howlers with the late Gary Primich on Blues Harp from a brand new release. Too Much Is Not Enough is the name of the disc. It's a tribute to Jimmy Reed. Of course, that tune we heard being a Jimmy Reed tune, Take Out Some Insurance. It's the second outing that Omar has had on discs that are tributes to Jimmy Reed. The last one was on the Jimmy Reed Highway. He and Jimmy Vaughn put that one together. Before we heard Omar and the Howlers here on KRVS, we heard the late Coco Taylor from the disc Queen of the Blues doing a cover of the Willie Dixon composition, Flaming Mamie. We turn next to Taj Mahal. Here is Taj Mahal along with a Phantom Blues Band doing a number called Slow Drag.
said I'm tired of living and doing my time. The judge said, son, give you one to 99. If I don't get no loving in the morning before I come to chambers, give you 99.
Taj Mahal, once again, with Slow Drag. Taj with the Phantom Blues Band from his disc Maestro. Next here on KRVS, we're going to go back a few years, early 1990s. Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with the late Sam Myers. Here they are with a number called I Want a Wife. Yes, I tried to collect myself Sam Myers, along with Anson Funderburg and the Rockets from the disc Tell Me What I Want to Hear. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Listeners, keep us on the air with annual contributions. Thanks to those of you who have been supporting us. Those of you who haven't, we hope that you'll consider ponying up. You enjoy the radio. We do need your help to keep it going. We are non-commercial radio, and we have to have funding to keep these programs going. If you enjoy what you hear and you're not yet a member, consider becoming one. Pledge securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. And there will be news at 4 o'clock from NPR, national and international news. And then at 7 p.m. this evening, Lee Kleinpeter will be in the air chair with Big Band Swings and other things. We're going to break for the news with NPR coming up at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Howling Wolf to kick off our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to guitarist Kid Ramos, and from his disc West Coast House Party, he's got a cover of an old T-Bone Walker instrumental called Strolling with Bone. Kid Ramos to take us up to news time with NPR. We'll be right back.